15 minutes, right? We got 15 minutes. So I want to have like one last question for everyone because we still have a couple more slides here, right? Or no, are we good? Okay, great. Just still though, I only have 15 more minutes. Doesn't help. I have 14 now. Okay, right. And so here's the thing, last question. Okay, so Steve, before you were a company owner, founder, you were, like I said earlier, you were an incredibly successful distributor. And you've also been able to see 17 years of distributors, successful distributors and individuals that haven't been so successful. Could you kind of, you know, give us a little bit of what are the hallmarks that you've seen as far as individuals being a successful distributor here?
Yeah, you know, the secret to being a successful distributor, if there is one, and there are many, but if there was one, it's developing your own team, developing your own community. Jordan just touched on it, and that is the sense of community. You know, I can tell you that I had the best upline in the world, and that's my father. When I wanted to quit, and there were those days, he wouldn't let me, literally. And so, you know, I was in college full-time, newlyweds. My wife was not that interested in what we were doing in the very early days. And so, you know, it was sort of by myself. And when you're in that position, it's a very risky position to be in this business. And so shortly thereafter, fortunately for me, Michelle got very excited based on the testimonials of people and their experiences with the products. And so when she started hearing from others, not from me, that they were getting these great benefits from these products, she got very excited about helping more people. She then could see it. And so when she then got behind this and we were a team, things began to happen. And then we were still working full time. Newlyweds, Jonathan was, you know, one or less back then, and or one and a half, and we were just overwhelmed with becoming busier and busier and busier. And my father was out lecturing for many other people, and so we didn't have his day-to-day assistance, and we needed help, and so we turned to family and friends, and we introduced our business as distributors to absolutely everybody, and some did, some didn't. And I'll tell you, Richard Renton joined our team as a distributor himself, he and Roxanne. And then, yeah, he was busy doing what he was doing. He said after about the fourth time I asked him, I remember it like it was yesterday, because when Richard and Roxanne really got excited, Michelle and I had stuck with it long enough that they said, okay, what's really with this? What's really going on? And we actually went to a great winery. Michelle nor I are wine drinkers, but Richard is, and Richard's family has collected wine for a long time, and up in Oregon in the Northwest, some of the finest vineyards and wineries in the world exist. And so there was an open air concert, and someone that I'm not necessarily not on my top 10 list of bands or musical acts was playing, and Richard and Roxanne invited us to go see John Denver at an open air winery. And so Michelle and I went, and that was kind of the genesis of Richard and Roxanne joining our business as independent distributors for another company we were involved in. And from that day forward, and by the way, John Denver was phenomenal, and so I was really sad to see him die the way he did, or at all, but so I was pleasantly surprised. But with that said, so once, you know, we had enough of a nucleus of enough of a team that we had a support structure, just like a family, that if you're by yourself, you're in a risky situation. You have a support structure around you of your family. It's the same thing, because you can weather any storm if you have the support of your family. You can weather any storm, any bad day, any challenge in this business, building your business, if you have enough of a team to support you. When you're down, they're up, they lift you up, you are in a much better place than if you're trying to do it by yourself. So develop that team. That's the secret to success in this business, I would say.
Awesome, awesome. All about relationships. Everything's relationships. So Dr. Glidden, you know, I know obviously everybody brings to you all the different types of medical health concerns, issues that they have with supplements in the, or to help with nutrition and supplementation. And I know that there's a lot of that can be helped. Are there some issues, health issues, in which you have to be careful in using just nutrition and or supplementation? Is there some issues where somebody may be in a degree of severity that you just want to be careful?